All right. We'll start with our coach of the year. Who do you think, Andy Hart, will be the NBA coach of the year?
I just want to let you know that Terp helped me put these together. I was like running by my Celtics NBA expert to make sure everything. Joe Mazzulla.
I think
the Celtics are going to roll. I think the Celtics could put up historic numbers. I actually think that 58.5 is a little low. I saw the Athletic prediction of 56 wins or 57. I think this team is pursuing high 60s type wins, and if everything goes right, I think they are pursuing record-setting type season. And if you do that, I know a lot of times it's the team that turns around and, like, I don't know, Ime Udoka or somebody could be in the running. But I'm going with the best coach on the best team. I'm going to use that. You know how they say Tatum MVP?
Yes.
He's best player on the best team. How about the best coach on the best team?
I agree that it should be him, but I don't think it's going to be. I think Mark Dagno is going to repeat in Oklahoma City just because they're still the Thunder and you're still the Celtics. And even though we won it last year, people are going to look at that team as overachievers and say, you know, for the team to slap together out there in OKC, that coach is really doing something special. It's not going to be right.
Slap together.
Yeah.
Didn't they have 700 first round picks?
Yes, they did. And they slapped
and
them all together.
Didn't they win? Didn't Brian just chime in to tell us they had the second most wins in the NBA last year?
57.
So
I'm
why
telling
is
you,
he getting it over my guy Mazzulla?
Because I'm telling you what the perception is. The perception of the Oklahoma City Thunder is that maybe it is. I'm telling you. This is what I think. We can put some actual odds on this. Neither of them win. I guess neither of us matter. But
on a lot of sports books, did you see who the favorite was to win Coach of the Year?
I did not.
Ime Udoka at plus 900.
Yeah, Ime Udoka on a bad
that's
team.
That's why
that
I brought him
sense.
Up.
I can see that, yeah.
I don't think that's a very good team. They get an injection of some youth. I think he's a great coach. I really do. Whatever you think of the other stuff, I don't, whatever. But
I mean, the other stuff wasn't great, but he is a good coach. Let's go to our sixth man of the year. Who do you think will be the sixth man of the year, Andy Hart?
Did you notice when Wick Grosbeck was talking about the Boston Celtics today, he said three names in order.
Mm-hmm.
The first two were obvious.
Yep.
If you talk about the Celtics, you say in some order, Tatum and Brown, Brown or Tatum. Is the third name often Peyton Pritchard?
It is often not Peyton Pritchard.
On the tip of the tongue of the, for now, owner of the Boston Celtics.
From the outgoing owner, yes.
Outgoing owner. Peyton Pritchard, he hits half-court shots. Everybody loves him. He injects some life into the second unit. Peyton Pritchard, sixth man of the year.
All right. I like that pick. I think it's a good pick. I think it's going to be Naz Reid, though, of the Minnesota Timberwolves, because he is the guy that I think. Was he last year? Did he get it last year, too? Am I just picking all repeats? I might be. But I was looking at it, and I was looking at
I'm
some
not.
Of the odds.
Yeah, he won it last year.
Did he win it last year? All right, I think he repeats,
but you cut and paste your list from last year?
Apparently I did. I didn't realize that. Rookie of the year. You can't cut and paste that one. Who's your rookie of the year, Andy?
Reed Shepard, the kid on Houston.
Mm-hmm.
He put up a lot of points.
Kentucky, the shooter, right?
Yeah. In the summer league, he shot like 50-something percent, put up a boatload of points. A bad team with a good young player usually means he gets to score a lot. When you put up numbers and scoring, you can win the rookie of the year.
That's true. I went with Zach Edey on the Grizzlies. He had a great summer league.
Chalk.
And I think that he is going to be the rookie of the year. There's Donovan Clingan's another one. I think he has a good chance at it, too. I'm not really high on those French guys that went 1-2.
In terms of coverage, Bronny James will get it if they voted on
Bronny
coverage.
Bronny James, the rookie of the year.
That's
a dark horse.
We're not doing that.
Put a dollar on that one. You can win. You can pay your mortgage if he ends up winning.
This is the one I went away from the Celtics for. What's his name? Schlellenberger or whatever?
Shireman.
Shireman,
there you go.
Shireman.
Defensive player of the year?
13th on the roster. How are you going to win rookie of the year?
It's going to be tough. DPOY?
Derek White.
Wow.
Yeah. What do you got a problem with that?
No, I don't.
I wanted to say Drew Holiday, but Terp talked me out of it.
He said go Holiday over. Go White over Holiday.
He thinks Drew Holiday won't get the 65 games required.
Oh. I guess that could certainly happen. I think Derek White's shot blocking ability is something that's going to have him stand out again if he's able to do that again this year. If you bet on Derek White getting over a half a block, you made money almost every single game last year, and that's what it was capped up at. Three-pointers, too. He's right up there. I'm going to go with Wembanyama because I think it's just he's going to rack up all sorts of stats, block shots, et cetera, and I feel like that's usually the way the voters
also
go.
Also Buzz.
Buzz, too. Yeah.
That award, as much as any, I feel like Buzz matters.
They don't want to give it to Gobert again. I know that.
Right. Like, they always try to. Yeah. But also, it feels like was Marcus Smart really the best player in basketball, defensive player in basketball?
Probably not.
It
but
just
I like
became
that they,
the narrative.
They always give it to bigs, so I was happy that they gave it to a guard.
Right.
They rarely ever give it to guards.
I just feel like once the media latches on to a narrative, it grows and grows and grows. Like Stephon Gilmore. Cornerback hasn't won it in a quarter of a century, and he's having a good year. Give it to Stephon Gilmore.
Okay. Who's your MVP?
My MVP.
I think I know who it is. is based number, on your other picks.
Number one in your heart, number seven in your program. I've seen lots of jerseys walking by here. Jaylen Brown.
MVP of the league. He's going to be the MVP of the league.
That's why I brought up maybe egos could become an issue again, because if that happens, egos might become an issue.
I would think. If he's the MVP of the conference
finals. It's the only MVP he's missing.
The NBA finals and then the league before Jason Tatum, that would certainly be something. I'm going to go with Luka. I feel like it's his turn. It does seem like there's a lot of politics at play when it comes to the MVP.
Yep.
You know, it's your turn. All right, well, you can't give it to Jokic 3 years in a row, so we'll give it to Embiid. It's his turn. Luka hasn't won one yet, so I feel like it's going to be his turn. And Tatum's still a little ways away, and I think being on this super team is going to hurt his MVP chances, even if he does put up the numbers. All right, finally, who is going to be in the finals and who's going to win?
So I have the finals, and this is where I kind of join you for the chalk parade. I think it's Celtics, OKC, mm-hmm. the two teams with the highest win totals, and I think the Celtics win it. I think the Celtics are starting a multi-banner run here, and I don't see anything other than those injuries that you brought up so negatively to start the show derailing them.
I didn't think I brought that up to
it's negative.
To start the show.
Tonight is a celebration. In the first segment, you were talking about injuries.
I don't think I was. Anyways, I'm going with the Celtics as well over the Nuggets. I think the Nuggets bounce back this year. I think that they have a better playoff run than they had last season. I don't necessarily think the offseason additions of Russell Westbrook's going to do anything for that, but I don't know. I believe in them. I think when they're at their peak, they're the best team in the Western Conference. I think they'll give the Celtics a series, too, because you'll remember last year, Celtics lost to them twice and were the only team that they had any sort of, and that the fans here had any sort of fear of, was those Denver Nuggets. I still think Jokic is the man. I really like Jamal Murray. I think that they have a good, solid roster inside and out. It's not as good as the Celtics, but it's good enough, I think, to compete with them in a series and good enough to get out of the West, even with all that extra talent that you mentioned on OKC. Minnesota's still good. There's a lot of talent in the West, but I still like the Nuggets. There you go. Those are our predictions for the upcoming season.